Magic 101.9, better music for a better mommy Monday. Hey, I'm Annette, talking to the one and only Super Nanny Joe Frost. Two new seasons just finished airing on Lifetime. You can get them on demand. Super Nanny, thank you for being here. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well. How are you?
Oh, well, I've got 2 8-year-olds at home a lot, so you know.
You're doing as well as can be expected right now, right?
Let's jump right into it. Super Nanny on a Mommy Monday. What's the number one thing we're getting wrong as parents?
Sleep. I don't think the world gets enough sleep right now, you know. And there's many factors into what we need to put into a day. But I think overall, as a world, as a nation, I think we've really disregarded the importance of sleep and the positive when we do get enough. So the real positive benefits that the body, the mind, benefits from when we get enough sleep. And so it's easy as adults to keep pushing the barrier and trying to sustain on less and less sleep. And then we put our kids through that and not understanding the importance of it as a whole can really lead to a lot of health issues, as well as the detriment of how every day we're really encouraging our children to be focused, to be less irritable. It, you know, creates less behavior stints that we see from the kids. So, yes, number one, I would definitely say, is a family getting enough sleep.
Oh, it's so good. Super Nanny is with us, giving us advice all this hour on a Mommy Monday. It's Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9. It's a Mommy Monday. Hi, I'm Annette, and I've got Super Nanny on, talking about things parents might need to know a little something about. I'm just curious, you know, if you're friends with a doctor and you ask them about medical advice all the time, does that happen to you, Super Nanny? Like, are you stopped at the grocery store all the time and you're like, my kid's doing this, help me?
Yes, I can walk, but I do get stopped. But there's a lot of love. I get stopped. I'm the lucky one. I get stopped with lots of love. So people want to hug me and they want to tell me how I've made a difference in their life or their families or friends. They are always rooting for the show. You know, we hope there's going to be more shows. We hope you're going to do more. We hope you're going to continue. We need you in the country. So I get the good love, you know, as well as the questions as well. So I'll take that.
I'm talking about parenting with the Super Nanny herself. It's a Mommy Monday. We'll come back and talk about, was the quarantine good or bad for families? Hang on, it's Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9, it's a Mommy Monday. Hi, I'm Annette. Super Nanny giving us some really fun advice today. I'm just curious to know, was quarantine good or bad for us as families? Was it like too much togetherness?
It's brought its frustrations, a lot of frustrations. I've been helping families since the beginning of March and providing that service when we had to stop from being on the road helping families right up until now. And yes, you know, I've been helping families, no doubt about it, with really trying to navigate parenting in a pandemic. But it's also brought a lot of good as well for those that have been able to see the gift of not cancelling 2020 and recognising that when they start to prioritise what's truly important for their family, let go and surrender to some of the things that they couldn't control and change the things that they didn't want to accept and, you know, see the highlighted issues that became very present since COVID-19, it's made a difference to those families, you know, and that's not to minimize the deaths, those that we have lost, or, you know, how difficult it has been for many families. But it has prioritized what's going to be important moving forward into 2021. And I think that's incredibly important for all of us. Wouldn't you agree?
I really do agree. And I love how the show reminds us to be present with our family. So thank you for that. I'm talking with Super Nanny Jo Frost. She's got new seasons, just wrapped up one on Lifetime. You can get it on demand. And hang on, we're going to talk about arguing in front of the kids, cursing in front of the kids. More in a sec on a Mommy Monday on Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9. Hey, I'm Annette on a Mommy Monday. Every Monday morning, we talk about things parents might care about between 10 and 11. And today, I've got the expert Super Nanny on with us right now. I'm curious to know, Super Nanny, can we argue in front of the kids? Is that normal? Or is it, can it be okay?
I think people do it. You know, I think what's most important is that you show the makeup as well. Look, you want to be, people lose their tempers and, you know, have to apologize for that afterwards and you get into a passion-heated argument about points of views and things. I mean, look, it's inevitable. It's going to happen, you know. But I think it's important to recognise that you show the makeup, you show the working out as well, and to recognise how you refrain with your own composure as an adult. And a lot of adults need to work on that. So I'm not going to say, oh, it's incredibly bad. I think it's important that you show the makeup from a disagreement, for sure.
All right, then let's talk about cursing in front of the children. Not that I would ever swear in front of my kids. No, not me, obviously, but in general.
Yeah, cussing. You know, again, families do it, you know. I think that we can learn to have more refrain, but every now and then it does happen and kids hear it. And some children grow up hearing it all the time and know that they can't say it, they shouldn't say it. Because they have a child and their parents are doing so, the likely chances are that they'll be doing the same as well. Again, it just comes back to adult refrain and just having, you know, looking at your own behaviour, you know, and that's what the shows do. I mean, they make parents root for the family they're watching, look at things that they can do better for themselves, recognise maybe the stance they need to take, in being a little less hostile or less frustrated, a little bit more self-care for themselves so that they can really be the best example they can be for their family.
It's a Mommy Monday. I'm talking with Super Nanny Jo Frost. More in a second, including what the Tooth Fairy should be bringing. How much? It's Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9. It's a Mommy Monday. Every Monday morning between 10 and 11, we talk about things parents might care about. Today, I've got the one and only Super Nanny, Jo Frost, on with us. All right, Super Nanny, you're an expert in all things parenting. Now, the Tooth Fairy, not a parent, but somebody who plays an important role in our families for several years for our children. So in case the Tooth Fairy is listening, I know sometimes there are variables in how much the Tooth Fairy leaves from kid to kid. So what should the Tooth Fairy be leaving per tooth?
How much is it right now? I was asking that question the other day, and it ranged somewhere between $1 and $5. And I said, wow, $5? That's a really generous Tooth Fairy. I think the average is about $1 now for a tooth nationwide.
There you go. You heard it. $1. $1. Let's standardize that across the board. Tooth Fairy, pay attention. Okay, Super Nanny, the last full two seasons just returned this year, and they're available on demand through Lifetime. Jo Frost is Super Nanny. It's another Mommy Monday. We'll have more on this on my blog. I'm Annette. Click on that anytime today at magic1019.com.